USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help. Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
A new White House task force is monitoring the coronavirus as the world deals with this deadly outbreak from China, where it's killed over 170 people. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and will lead the federal response to contain the disease here in the United States. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar heading up the group that includes national security as well as health officials. President Trump saying the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday in a ceremony at the White House.
This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers.
Kobe Bryant's widow's commenting publicly for the first time since the Sunday helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant. Vanessa Bryant saying on Instagram there aren't enough words to describe her pain. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. Border Patrol says it's discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the southwest border. Officials say that the tunnel, which includes a rail cart system, an elevator, and a drainage system, is the length of 14 football fields. There have been no arrests made in connection with it, and no drugs were found at the site. A Georgia inmate is dead after being put to death by lethal injection last night. Donnie Lance, executed for the 1997 double murder of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in Jackson County. The state parole board denied clemency for Lance earlier this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has reportedly avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The Hawaii representative's lawyer says a process server who tried to hand over the papers to Clinton at her New York home was turned away by Secret Service agents, and a second attempt to serve the papers to one of Clinton's lawyers yesterday was also unsuccessful. Gabbard is suing the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. And only one jackpot-winning ticket was sold for last night's $400 million Powerball jackpot, sold at a 7-Eleven in Bonita Springs, Florida. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.